We're doing the Navi Yeshayah, we're at what they call the 49th chapter, the 4th Pasuk. And Yeshayah is describing his frustration. He says, I've been working so hard trying to tell the people to repent, and they're not listening. And so I said to myself, I'm working for nothing. I've invested my energies for things that are vain, that are worthless. It's all gone up in smoke. Achein mishpati et Adonai ufulati et Elohai. He says, but the truth is that what I'm doing is of value because I'm doing what God sent me to do. And if the people aren't listening, there's not much else I can do. But my job is to fulfill my mission. And as I am fulfilling my mission, then that's also a value in its own right. If people choose not to listen, that's a problem. But it's not that everything I've done is for naught. I am fulfilling my mission. This is a very important rule. We very often work and we want to see results, and that's normal. I often say that the prayer I have the easiest time to connect with in the morning is what we say, Viloni Galarik. We shouldn't work for naught. One of the greatest frustrations is when you work hard and you work and you work and you work, and then in the end, it's pointless. You know, a guy sits and analyzes stocks for years, and he buys and he sells and he buys and he sells, and after 5 years, all his wealth goes down the tubes. He's been spending all this time figuring it all out, and then it all goes kaput. So sometimes a guy says, you know, I was counting on that money for retirement money. I worked so hard on that. I was building it up so that, okay, Hashem had different plans. When we do things that are the will of Hashem, we have to realize that by doing it, we've succeeded. I was invited to talk to a group of volunteers last week. And they were putting together a group to help other people in the community. And I said to them, the rule is that when you work to do a mitzvah like this, you have to remember the value of what you're doing as you're doing it. Sometimes you expect that you'll see the value of what you're doing based on the results. You want to help so-and-so, and you're going to work hard to help so-and-so. But that's not the value of what you're doing. The value of what you're doing is because your investment is the will of Hashem. I have a friend who changed his whole schedule and did everything in order to go visit someone in the hospital. So he took off hours from work and he arranged the time and the ability. He arranged daycare for his kids. And then he made this trek to go out to the hospital. He gets to the hospital and an hour earlier they discharge the patient. The guy's not there. So he's done everything to make it work to visit this sick person. And when he gets there, the hospital decided, we're done with him, he should go home. He'll come back in a few days, but for now, there's no more treatment. Home. Now, how does the guy feel? You show up to visit a sick person, and the guy's sleeping. So you sit there, and you sit there, and you sit there, and then you say, can I wake him? And the answer is no, he needs to sleep. So now, but I came all this way to visit the sick. Leave him a note. Yeah, but it won't be the same. Right? So we very often can get confused thinking about the results we want to accomplish, and we judge our mitzvah based on the results. Well, it's not always judged by the results. Sometimes if I've done my thing, if I've invested my efforts, and then the results were beyond my control, so then there's nothing else I have to do. And I can feel fine with myself because I've done a mitzvah. And that's what Yeshayah is telling the people. Initially, I said to myself, I've worked for nothing. Here I am rebuking you, telling you, trying to guide you, and no one's listening. Well, then I realized it's not so. I am doing what's right. I'm doing my job. I'm doing my mission. I'm doing what Hashem sent me to do. And so it's not for nothing. And I will get wages for it because I've done my job. V'ata amar Adonai. Now Hashem has said, Yotzeri mi beten le'eved lo. Hashem, who has formed me from the womb, and Hashem gave me this mission to be his servant, to go on his behalf. Lishovev Yaakov Elav. Hashem told me, bring Jacob back. arouse the people to do tshuva. V'Yisrael lo yeyasef. Hashem told me, gather my Jews back to me. Cause my people to believe in me. Ve'ekaved b'nei Adonai ve'elohai haya uzi. And I know that in the eyes of Hashem, I am honored. Hashem is my strength, and the wicked won't be able to harm me. Yeshayahu says, I'm doing my job. And even if I'm not succeeding in budging the people, but I know Hashem is my strength, because at the end of the day, I am doing His mission. And I'm doing what He sent me to do. I've done as much as I can do. That's a very, very important declaration. We have to be able to say that too. We, ourselves, very often we shy away from saying that. Maybe I should have done this, and maybe I should have done that. Excuse me, God doesn't expect you to be an angel. We have a rule in halacha. Very, very important rule, okay? You got to remember this for all of Torah. The rule says like this. Lo nitna Torah lemalachei hasharet. Okay? Lo nitna Torah lemalachei hasharet. Five words, and they're very important. God did not give the Torah to angels. God did not give the Torah to angels. This is halacha. That means I am given a range, which is my capability, a range, which is my responsibility, and beyond that, I'm not responsible. I did my mitzvah. Sometimes a person says, but maybe there was something I didn't see. Excuse me, did you try? Did you look? Did you do what you could do? Kosher, come on, no. You don't have to keep worrying, but maybe there's something else. You have to do what you have to do, and at the end of the day, if you did it, that's fine. So Yeshayahu says, I've done mine. You people are refusing to listen. I'm very sorry about that. But that does not change the fact that I've done mine. Vayomer Nakel. Hashem said to me, Miyotecha li eved. Lakim et shivtei Yaakov unzurei Yisrael lehashiv. Hashem says it's an easy gift. I've given you the responsibility to be my servant, to establish the tribes of Israel, to cause them to hold on to their faith, to cause them to do tshuva, and they are surrounded by desire. And they're like a city that's surrounded, that has a siege, so too Israel is surrounded by the nations. And even though I've given you this task, in my eyes, says Hashem, this task is too little. It's not enough. Yeshaya just said, I'm not succeeding. Hashem says to Yeshaya, oh no, you're not doing enough. I want to give you a bigger job. Untaticha le'ogoyim. I would rather give you a bigger mission. I am going to give you prophecies so that you will be the light unto the nations. You will tell the whole world, not just Israel, the direction that the world has to go in. Because ultimately, the world will go in the path of Hashem. Ultimately, the whole world will accept the word of Hashem. And that's the message I want you to give. Yeshaya, you look at the Jewish people and say, I'm trying and you're not listening. The Ribbono Shel Olam says to Yeshaya, Yeshaya, you did yours. Your job was to give them the message. You gave them the message. Your job was to bring them back. You tried to bring them back. I want you to do a bigger mission. I want you to give a message to the world. I want you to be the light unto the nations.
Personally?
Yes. Liyot Yeshuati ad ketzei haaretz. I want you to give the message of the ultimate redemption, the great days that are coming. I want you to give that message to the edges of the earth. Ko אמר אדוני גואל ישראל קדושו. So says Hashem, I am the Redeemer of Israel, and my people, livzo nefesh, my people who are mocked by the nations. I know that everyone looks down at my Jews. Limta ev goy leved moshelim. I want to say to my people who are viewed with disgust by the nations, I want to say to my people who are slaves to many nations, my people who are not ruled by one nation, but rather find themselves under many nations that rule them, מלכים יראו וקמו, שרים וישתחוו. The time will come that when kings see you, they will stand before you. When nobles see you, they will bow before you. למען אדוני אשר נאמן. They won't give you this honor because of you. They're going to do that as an honor to Hashem. Kedosh Yisrael vayivchareka. Hashem is promising you He will be with you. And when the nations see that promise fulfilled, then the nations will have such respect for Hashem, they will bow to you out of respect for Hashem. So Hashem says to Yeshaya, I want you to give a message to the world. And I also want you to tell my people and the world that they're my people, the Jews, will undergo periods of being under so many nations. Le'eved Moshelim, that my people will have many rulers. They'll be enslaved in many lands. But the time will come where they will be respected. They will be respected because my prophecies will be fulfilled in them. We'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.